Hello, everyone. This week, we want to tell you the story about the origin of Christmas. This is a story from the Christian faith, but its cultural impact on the world at large cannot be overstated. So, whether you're religious or not, there are things to learn and enjoy in this classic story about the birth of a very important little baby. We hope you like it.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
And now, the first Christmas. Long ago, when the King Herod ruled the kingdom of Judea, God looked down on the people of the earth, his creation, and knew that only through his son could they be welcomed into his kingdom of heaven. He summoned to him the herald angel Gabriel, swiftest and truest of the archangels, and gave him a special mission. Gabriel was to fly to the small city of Nazareth, in truth a village of no more than 500 people, and deliver a message to Mary, the betrothed of Joseph. In the village, Mary sat quietly on her small porch, watching the stars and thinking of how it would be to be married to Joseph. Joseph was a carpenter, and his hands were always rough and calloused with the work, but his voice was soft and his demeanor gentle. In truth, he was a good man, and Mary couldn't wait to be his wife. As she sat, deep in thought, the night sky went black above her. You would think her heart would have frozen with fear, but she only felt a deep sense of peace and serenity. Above her, that inky black sky suddenly showed a faint pinhead of light. The pinhead expanded, growing bigger and brighter until Mary was awash in a radiant white light. It was the angel Gabriel, and he spoke to her in a gentle voice.
"Peace be with you, Mary. Do not be afraid. God has blessed you and chosen you to carry the Holy Spirit. You will grow pregnant with the Spirit of God, and in nature's time, give birth to a baby boy. His name will be Jesus, and he will be God's own son, and his kingdom will never end."
Before Mary could ask a question, Gabriel was gone, ascending back into heaven. The stars returned to the sky and shone down on Mary, her face shining beautifully under their twinkling light. After some time, Mary told her future husband Joseph of the message from God and of the child she was now carrying. Joseph was worried, as in their time it was considered a bad omen to be pregnant before marriage, but his worry was short-lived. That very same night, Gabriel appeared to Joseph in a dream and told him of God's plan for Mary. Joseph was honored that his betrothed was chosen of the Lord and married her upon awakening. Unfortunately, several months after their marriage, the Roman emperor wanted a count of every person who was born within his kingdom, which included Joseph. So Joseph and Mary and the child she was carrying were forced to pack all of their belongings and begin the walk towards a small village that was named Bethlehem. They traveled slowly to take care of Mary and the yet unborn baby Jesus. The walk took many days and many nights, and as they neared the end, Mary was nearly ready to give birth. Finally, they reached Bethlehem and tried to find a place to sleep. The first inn they visited was so full that people were sleeping on tables in the common room. The second was even more full, with people sleeping in the rafters and in the basement among the barrels of wine. Every other inn was also full, and so were the houses and so were the temples. Mary and Joseph were turned away from every place they sought shelter until one kindly family granted them the use of their barn. They had to share it with the farm animals, but the hay was warm and they were incredibly grateful, for Mary realized that the time had come, and she would give birth that very night. Joseph held Mary's hand, and the animals watched on as Mary labored. And after a short while, the baby Jesus, the Son of God, was born. Joseph took the child and swaddled him in cloth and laid him to rest in the trough the animals ate out of, called a manger. Outside, unknown to Mary and Joseph, God declared his joy. A bright new star was suddenly seen burning in the sky. In a faraway land, three wise men saw the star and understood that it was the work of the Lord God. They knew, in their wisdom, that a great king had been born, and they followed the star in the sky. Sure enough, it led them to the manger where Mary and Joseph took shelter with the baby Jesus. When the wise men saw Mary and Jesus, they fell to their knees in worship. In front of the mother and child, they laid gifts they had brought, gold, and also frankincense, and myrrh, which are resins that give a sweet fragrance when burned. As the wise men worshiped Jesus, the angel Gabriel also appeared to the farmers tending their flocks, telling them the baby Jesus, whose name means Savior, had been born to save them. Together, all of the shepherds also followed the star to baby Jesus and worshiped him. The birth of his son made God glad, and he smiled. He smiled upon the barn and all of those who worshiped inside it. He smiled upon Joseph, who would raise his son and keep him safe. He smiled upon Mary, who had delivered him into the world. And most of all, he smiled onto the baby Jesus, who was his son, and who would save all the people of the earth, whom God loved with all his being. The end. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can support our show at storiespodcast.com. Happy holidays!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.